Bob, I think Brother Randy's a little more confident about this preaching business than I am. He said, Brother Brent's going to preach this morning. I said, I hope that's prophecy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not so sure about it myself. Somebody asked me last night, are you preaching tomorrow? So I'll let you know 10 or 15 minutes after I get started. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. It's so good to be here. Love coming to Keene Mountain. And just don't get here as much as we used to, but a little more permanent roots than then. But I'm so honored to be here. And I told my church, they were asking, you know, several things going on, and we got to head back today. And I said, I don't remember when I signed this contract, but evidently I did. Yeah. It's just Tuesday morning, and Brother Randy said, well, is that all right? I said, well, I've run Tuesday morning for several years now. Ain't no point in changing it up now. I talked to my wife this morning, and sometime back, I don't remember, Brother Randy had a tie like this, and my girls, when they were smaller, he said they always called it the Randy Webb tie. Mom let Dad wear his Randy Webb tie. So she asked this morning, she said, have you got your Randy tie on? I said, yeah, and I feel something like him because my notes are on Super 8 motel paper. And I said, she said, well, don't get a speeding ticket on the way to church. She knows him pretty well. All right. Get in the Bible, he says. Oh, didn't you enjoy service last night? Oh, and Brother Prescott, he's one of our favorite people in the world. And I'm just humbled being in his presence. He's one of those people that just makes me want to pray more, just being around him. And then getting to hear Brother Charles today. He's such a prince. And just so good to be here and see all of you. Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, and I tried to preach from this in maybe a different way Sunday at the church, home church. I hope I do better today than I did then, but I could not get away from it, and so here we go. I'm going to try to talk to you the burden of my heart today and then get out of the way here and let Brother Barnett just bring us down to the altar. For the sake of time, let's just catch verse number 3 and down through verse number 9. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. She brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for 300 pence and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. That last clause is what's been on my heart. This that she hath done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. And I want to preach this a few minutes today. And challenge us. I want to talk to us about how to turn this moment into a memorial. All right. How to turn this moment into a memorial. Right. Yesterday we celebrated Memorial Day, and I'm sure if Brother Nathan's got it up on the website, I'd like to get Brother Bob's dissertation and what he said. I like to get that. I love that. I want to give honor to those that have given their lives to give us freedom. I honor the heroes of the faith today and even those that are here this morning. Brother Savage and Sister Savage, we're close to them. Pastor, very close to them now. And our church, we hold them in such high regard. I know God does it, but God uses people to do it. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt, I wouldn't have a church to be preaching in today if he hadn't come. And at great cost to himself among friends on both sides, twice and helped pull the church out. Thank God for people
that have stood up and did what was right and blazed the trail. We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses today that it ought to encourage us to do better with the hour we have in the arena today. God's people have always been people who made memorials. You go back through the Word of God. I think it's 31 times maybe in 24 verses in the King James Version where that word memorial is used. But the practice was even more prevalent than that. You go back to Deuteronomy and you read those first few chapters and he's telling them the types and the shadows. Teach it. This will be a memorial. This will be a sign. This will be Joshua's there on the banks of the Jordan River and he brings up 12 stones out of the river and sets them up. And when they ask in time to come, what meaneth this a memorial to where God has brought us from and what God has done for us? Or Samuel raises a stone there at Mizpah and said, Hitherto, Ebenezer, the Lord has helped us. Oh, I dare say today that you've got memorials in your life, those moments when God has come and done something great in your life. That when I got saved, that's a memorial that I go back to. When I got sanctified, and I don't want to get in on your theology here, but I know when God did something in my life that took a nature out of me that I didn't want to do the things of the world anymore. I remember the day when I got the Holy Ghost. I know where I was when God called me to preach. There's those points and those memorials in our lives that we go back to. Oh, I'd like to take today and in this meeting, I'd like for this to become a memorial in somebody's life today. I believe God can move for you in such a way in this meeting that this is one of those times when you go back at homecoming at King Mountain in 2017. I'd like to have somebody to have that testimony. Oh, you remember what happened there? Remember what God did at that meeting? I thank God for what he's done in the past, but I'm glad that I don't have all the memorials back there. I'm glad God is still in the business of moving in the lives of his people. This 14th chapter of Mark's a turning point in the life of Christ. Before this chapter is over, it's the beginning of the end. Before that chapter is over, he's going to be betrayed. His disciples are going to forsake him. He's going to be arrested. And the long road to Calvary is started now. But on that dark day, there was a memorial. Somebody realized the moment and turned the moment into a memorial. In a day of darkness, in a time of darkness, there was one woman that realized something's going on here. And she turned that moment into a memorial. Oh, I'd like to do it today, wouldn't you? I know it's a dark hour and we're living in dark times. And I read a headline last night that I cried and I prayed and asked God to help me. But do you realize, according to national surveys or world surveys right now, that Islam is on the fast track to overtake Christianity as the number one world religion? It's going to happen in our day. It's a dark hour. It's a dark time. She realized it. She realized this is a major moment, but we're on the verge of another major moment, and I'd like to take this moment this morning and turn it into a memorial. I'd like for God to do something remarkable in our lives. If you're going to turn this moment into a memorial, look with me quickly at the text today. If you're going to turn this moment into a memorial, then you've got to be motivated by conviction. There was a crowd that day at Simon's house, and everybody wasn't there for the same reason. They never are. I dare say in the crowd today, everybody's not here for the same purpose. I'm not going to try to categorize and ask you where you fit in that, but I'm sure there were those that were in that crowd that day were there just for compulsion. They were there because they had to be there. There's servants that are there that are working and they just have to be there. They were compelled to be there. There's some that just came for curiosity. Will he work a miracle today? Some people come just to see what Brother Randy's going to do. It is interesting. I have to say, and sadly, they're just to criticize. Yeah. They're just to take notes and go away, and so they can talk about what's happened. There's always going to be that group and that mixture that's there. Anytime we come together, there is a mixed multitude. But I'm glad that there was at least one woman in the crowd that day who came from conviction. She came to see him. She came because he was there. She came to worship. Others had come to watch and others had come to observe. But Mary came in with the sole purpose of worshiping him that day. She was motivated by conviction. She knew who he was. She got close to him. Others were there and they knew that he was something special. Even the high priest and those that they had sent out, they knew there was something different about Jesus. They knew that those officers that went out, they couldn't arrest him. Never a man spake like this man. They knew that he was a prophet, and some knew that he may have even been a priestly factor, and he was a great teacher. He was a rabbi, but there was one woman in the crowd that got close enough to him. I go back to Luke chapter 10. She sat at his feet. She got close enough to know who he really is. And when you know who he is, you can't help but worship him. She knew that he was King of Kings. She knew that he was Lord of Lords. So when she came to church, she broke the box. She got involved. She turned the moment into a memorial. Cause he's here and I'm here and I came to worship him. Do you know who he is this morning? Have we forgot who he is? Have you forgot who he really, really is? It doesn't matter who's in power. It doesn't matter what's going. It does not change who he is. And so when I get where he's at, we got to worship him. I know it's not going to satisfy everybody in the crowd, but none of that really matters. I know who he is, and he's worthy of my worship. I know who he is. Well, she knew who he was. She knew what he had done. So when she came to church, she couldn't help. Go back to John chapter 12 and read what John says about it. For John said Lazarus was there who had been dead. John chapter 12, and I think it's the second verse, talks about them being there in the house of Simon. And he sat at meat. I think it's the second verse. The last part of it said, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Mary said, I don't know why you're here, but there's something motivating me to worship. I know who he is. I can't sit here. I've got to do something about it. But I know what he's done. For sitting at the table, right there beside him, is a man who just a few days ago was laying in a tomb. And when you've come from the tomb to the table, you can't help but worship him. When you know who he is, and you know what he's done, and you know what it felt like, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's why worship is never out of place. I just got to worship because I know who he is, and I've got to worship because I know what he's done. I know where he brought me from. I know what he's done for me. So when I come to a place like this, I just got to praise him. I've got to do something to let him know that I love him. I've got to do something to worship him. What's your motivation? She knew where he was. She's come beforehand to anoint my body for the burying. The disciples missed that point. They didn't get it. And I know she didn't fully comprehend it. But she knew something was about to happen. She knew he was going to die. So I've got to worship him. I know I'm not going to have this moment very much longer. Jesus said it, the poor you have with you always. Me you have not always. You're not always going to have the opportunity to do what you've got right now. Things are going to change. We may not always have the liberty to worship like we do this morning. But she realized that he's headed to a death. He's headed to a conclusion. And she doesn't fully grasp it. But she knows it's about to happen. So she said, while I'm here today, I'm going to pour it out. While I've got this opportunity, I'm going to break the box and worship. He always somebody would get so motivated this morning. I know who he is, and I know what he's done. I know where he's brought me from, and I may not feel like this tomorrow. I may not have the physical strength to do it tomorrow,
I'm going to pour out my worship unto the Savior.
Somehow she knew it was now or never. Jesus would say to the woman at the well, you don't know what you worship. That's why it doesn't mean anything to you. Because you've lost sight of who it really is. We know what we worship. That's why services are dead. I heard one preacher say it. I heard Adrian Rogers quote it, I think who it was. But he said, I've never been to a boring worship service. He said, wait a minute, but I've been to some. No, you haven't. I've been in some dry services. I've preached some dry services. But you've never been to a dead worship service. You've never been to a dry worship service. Because when you know who he is, and you know what he's done, and you know where he's going, you just got to worship. She don't care what anybody else is doing. As far as we know, she's the only one in the crowd that's going to worship. But it's a conviction that won't let her sit down. There's a conviction in her heart that won't let her hold back. He's here, and I got to pour it out. I got to pour my praise out. Oh, it's somebody this morning. Jesus looked at that woman, and he told her, you don't know. We know. He said, the hour cometh, and now is, that the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. True worshipers are going to be worshiping. I don't know what other time it is, but I know it's always time to give him honor. It's always time to give him praise.
If you want to turn this moment into a memorial, you've got to be motivated by conviction. I'm convinced. But if you get to that point and you're willing to break the box, how long has it been since you put everything you had into it? I wish I could say I did it every time, but I haven't. But there have been a few times, Brother Andy, when I didn't know if I was going to make it back to the house or not, or back to that old motorhome, because I knew I left it all on the table. I just got into that place, and God helped me to put everything I had into it. What kind of meeting would this become if we poured it all out? If we broke the bottle, broke the box. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I'm not taking anything home with me. I'm going to put everything I've got into the worship of the Lord. But if you do that, then you need to expect to be met by criticism. Because everybody's not going to understand your motivation. You've got to understand that everybody's not there for the same purpose. So you've got to do what our pastor told us this morning and forget about everything else. And realize I came for the purpose of worshiping him. It's not but about me and you. It's about me and him. I hope you get in with me. But if you don't, it's about me and him. I hope you worship with me. But if you don't, it's about me and him. If I can just get back to his feet one more time. I learned at his feet. I've been comforted at his feet. She knew what it meant to get at his feet. It was at his feet that she learned who he was. And then on the darkest day of her life, when Lazarus was dead, she fell at his feet one more time and said, Lord, if you'd been here, I know the safest place to be is at his feet. So when I get that opportunity, I don't want to cut in front of you. I don't want to push you out, but I got to get back there. That's where I've been blessed. That's where I've been healed. That's where I've been comforted. That's where I've been delivered. It's at the feet of Jesus. She broke the box and poured out her praise unto the Lord. Somebody, surely there's somebody else in the house this morning that knows who he is. Is there somebody else in the house today that knows what he's already done? Oh, it'd be a good time right now just to come on in around this altar for a few minutes and break the box and pour out your praise to the Lord. What meaneth this waste? Man, we got another preacher coming here after what we got. No, it's not a waste. It's time to worship. Let's pour our hearts out just a little while. We got a lot of time here. Come on, let's worship this morning. Come on. Do you know him? What's he done for you? Come on, break the box.
Oh, come on, church. Come on. Come on, did you come to watch or did you come worship today? Come on. Come on, let's worship. Let's worship. Let's worship. Come on. What's worship look like? It's just getting at his feet. For some, it may be a dance. For some, it may be a shout. Oh, but for some, it's just getting right at his feet and breaking the box and pouring your heart out. Lord, I come to worship you today. I'm not here to ask you for anything. You've already given me more than I'll ever deserve. I'm here today to pour out my praise unto the Lord. I want to make this moment a memorial. I want to do what I can. I want to do what I can. Jesus said she did what she could. She can't witness like Lazarus. She can't work like Martha, but she can worship. Well, you do what you can today. You may not be the singer. You may not be the preacher, but can you break the box? Can you pour out the worship unto the Lord today? Come on, saints of God. He's watching. He's watching. He's watching. He's watching. His eyes on the worshiper right now. His eyes on the worshiper. He said to the critic, leave her alone. Leave her alone. You don't understand what it took for her to get here. You don't understand what's going on in her life. Ah, he's watching the worshiper right now. Pour out your heart to him. Oh, let him have his way in your life right now.
Church, you got some insight on who he is? Amen. I'd like for our children here to make a memorial, wouldn't you? Praise God. I'd like for them to get an experience this morning that they could go back to. Amen. Oh, let's worship the Lord.